With the cold and dark of winter in the north, these months can begin to feel like something to endure. But for many, the best way to get through winter is to find something to look forward to when the temperature drops. And for Mark William Damsel, that something is ice fishing. I met up with him last year on the Exeter River in New Hampshire as he was busy working outside his ice shack.
Well, we just moved the shack, cut a new hole. You can see there's like, I don't know, I got a tape measure, but I'd say that's at least 14 inches of ice. So what happens is this, see how this has got a black roof? The sun heats this shack up, and usually during the day, on a sunny day, it'll be 65 degrees with no heat in this shack. It actually melts the ice underneath the shack. So what we do is you put 2x4s up underneath here to keep the ice cold so the ice shack doesn't actually melt into the water. And we got the grill going. We got some hot dogs to eat because we've been working so hard. Usually, you don't catch them during the day. It's always better fishing at night for one reason or another. So right now the tide's going down because this is a tidal river, goes with the ocean. Usually the incoming tide just before high, like an hour or two before the high tide, and then an hour or two as the tide goes out, you catch them. But I've caught them during the day, the night, afternoon. My motto is you can't catch them on the couch. The river actually pushes the tide up. But there's so much ice and snow and weight down here. Last Sunday, the water couldn't push the ice up. All the ice shacks that were down here last weekend, the water came up through our holes and we all had about a foot of water inside of our shack. So now that we got the ice shack cut in, the hole, so to speak, you can see all the shacks have rope on them. So you drill a hole and you get a piece of wood and you put it up underneath the ice and then you tie off your shack because most of the shacks are real light and if you get a wind, it'll blow them down the river. This one's so light, I live up the street 7-8 years ago. It blew all the way down into the marsh. We had to go rescue it. My father, grandfather, and great-grandfather grew up right close to the proximity of the river. So I've fished all my life on the river. When I was a child, I can remember when there was abundance of smelts that we used to actually shovel them into grain bags. That was before the day. There was no limit. Now there's only a 4-quart limit, so you only can take 4 quarts a day. There haven't been many fish. So things have changed. I believe it's global warming, climate change, and pollution as contributing to the decline in the smelt population. There's about a dozen shacks down here, and it's all a bunch of old, you know, older fellows, a couple of young fellows that are just down here and having a good time. It's, I don't know what the great word is, but I look forward to it every year. It's a lot of fun. It's peaceful. It's neat. You see, we just seen the bald eagle down here a little while ago. The seagulls are waiting for us to catch fish so we can feed them too. We got the grill going. We're going to have some hot dogs and some food in a little bit once we get this thing set up, and it's all good.
That's ice fisherman Mark William Damsel on the Exeter River in New Hampshire.